26-year-old Katie Cloth is scheduled to appear Monday in Iron County Court on one felony charge and three misdemeanors. She allegedly stole a camera from a woman working at the Gogebic Taconite Testrel site. In the video that was posted to Facebook Wednesday night, a masked woman is seen ripping a camera away from a worker at the test drills.
Do not take my camera!
Get out of our home!
In the profanity-laced video, several people wearing masks shout at workers. The same woman who grabbed the camera tells workers she hopes they commit suicide. Gogebic spokesman Bob Seitz says he doesn't think the people of Wisconsin would find the behavior acceptable.
I think when they see that, they're going to understand why we have security up there and why we take this situation very seriously.
GTAC's critics also denounce those in the video. Frank Kane, president of the Antimine Pinocchio Hills Education Project and editor of SaveTheWatersEdge.com, has led peaceful hikes to the test drill sites. He says the behavior in the video is counterproductive.
We don't win friends and influence people when we're being aggressive and screaming and hollering and shouting at people. That's not going to protect the water and certainly isn't going to help us as we try to do so.
The heavily armed security agency GTAC hired following the incident, Arizona-based Bulletproof Securities, has been temporarily removed from the mining site because it was operating without a Wisconsin license. Bulletproof has since applied for a license. The state won't comment on whether the company will be penalized for operating without one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.